The Seat F race features incumbent Jeff Friedman and Don Bundick. It's the only two-candidate race among the four school board seats appearing on the April 7th municipal ballot. Don Bundick is a mother of a son going to the University of Alaska Anchorage and a daughter who's a fourth grader in the Anchorage School District. After helping her son pursue a number of scholarships, she's now begun helping other young people looking for college funding. Like many candidates, she's very troubled by the district's dropout rate. But Bundick wants to focus on situations preceding students leaving school.
The test scores of minorities are fairly low. And if we can focus on why that is and how to go about in getting those test scores up, that is one of my concerns as well.
Bundick says crucial to achieving that goal is to assure that all resources possible are directed to the district's approximately two dozen Title I schools. Title I schools are those largely comprised of economically disadvantaged students. The candidate is also concerned about the quality of the schools themselves.
We need safer schools. If the schools are not up to code or maintained, our kids shouldn't be sitting in classrooms or in schools where it's unsafe. When it's unsafe, they cannot concentrate on what they need to be doing as far as getting their education.
Bundick says fostering active parental and community involvement for what are essentially everybody's children is a crucial motivational ingredient, one that should always be in the forefront of the board members. She cites, it takes a village to raise a child.
I want to help shape the educational system of our children. So our community is part of that village. The next door neighbor is part of our village where they have kids in the school system or not. Everybody needs to really be involved with the education of our children, because if they're not, our kids are going to get lost.
Seat F candidate Don Bundick is a strong advocate of getting all the teachers within a defined benefit retirement system. She says, as a state public service employee herself, she knows how important that sense of security is for teachers. Jeff Friedman was first elected in 2003 and is the current Anchorage School Board president, a position he also held from 2005 through 2007. He's seeking his third term. As a six-year incumbent, Friedman stresses his experience and his understanding of the complex range of challenges facing the school district. One of the biggest is the district's dropout rate. Friedman sees two approaches the district should continue to develop in the anti-dropout effort.
We have to work on infusing career education and vocational tech concepts into our curriculum at all levels. We have to provide more opportunities for career training as students get older and start looking to post-graduation futures. Using technology to engage students is a constant challenge. It is the way of the future. We can't ignore it. It adds costs. It adds additional training time for our teachers. But it's something we're going to have to look at.
While he acknowledges the increased public worry over the economy, Friedman says funding issues are always facing the school district and board members. Perhaps equally present, Friedman says, is what he describes as a persistent misconception concerning district revenues and expenditures.
That there are large amounts of money being spent on frivolous things, administrative overhead, items that do not directly impact students. I would certainly put our efficiency levels up against any corporation. Certainly, we're doing a better job than some of the geniuses on Wall Street and in Detroit these days. I think we are far better run than most people believe.
Seat F incumbent Jeff Friedman says the most important thing for board members to do is focus on how the district can improve the education given students with the money that's available. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.